Now, I've been lately testing out the trying to talk to the angels. I remember you saying you have to make your demands as deliver them as demands rather than simply asking. Now, is there a way should I say it? I mean, I'm trying to say it. Like, for instance, I'm in the car and I'm driving toward Buffalo, where I teach, and I'll say to the angel, "All right, good morning, angel. I got a job for you.
Shuffle off to Buffalo, do you?"
That's what I do. And so I'm saying to the angels, "Good morning, I got a job for you. I need such and such and such and such, and I demand this happens today. It should be easy, appreciate your help, get to work." Is that good? Is that kind of the way to
Hell no. Hell no. Here's how you do it. Okay.
Better mark this one, Bob. Okay. Now, first of all, there's a few guide rules that are very important. The most important of all the rules. Now, the only rule is we have no rules, but that's a rule itself, too, like the good Buddhist. The point here is never when you're angry or in mad or have an ire or an ought against your brother, never engage the angels if that's the case. You better go get you a nip of gin or go get you something else or go to the whorehouse and get healed or whatever it is you got to do. But, yeah, do not under any circumstances ever engage the angels if you're angry. Never so in anger. Never. Okay, you get in the car and you got something you want to do. Think about the thing you want done. Think, not say. Think.
Uh-huh. So you don't even say it out loud.
You're going to say something out loud, but you need to speak their language, not your language. Why do they need to learn? It's kind of like getting you a Puerto Rican maid that don't speak the English, and you tell her, "Please, if you don't mind, wash the dishes, and please, if you don't mind, change the bed, and use these sheets here." She's going to clean up, and she don't understand a word you're saying, so she's not going to give you the time of day, is she?
No.
And so you're going to get mad at your great maid from Cucamonga if it's cleaning up and doesn't understand what you're saying because you have a communication barrier? Well, you're an educator, so you should understand how important chain of communication is, shouldn't you?
I do. I hope to.
So, okay, so there's your rub. There's your first trouble. You're not communicating. What you have to do is you can go through the keys and the airs. That'll help you with words, but we can give you a flashback. Are you sitting comfortably? Well, sit up from your damn bed, for Pete's sake. Sit up.
Okay.
So at least you can get, and it would be really probably good because you may swoon a bit. You Canadians, you're weak as water. It's ridiculous. Put your feet on the ground, or not dirt, just on the floor.
All right.
Okay. And try to be comfortable. You know, those crazy clothes you wear are ridiculous, so be comfortable as you can. All right. And then you get in your car. Well, just saying. It would be funny if it wasn't so sad, but we got you. The point is you get in the car and you think about it. Give us an example of something you've told the angels to do this week.
This week I said I want a buyer to come into one of the galleries where my work is being displayed and to buy some of that work.
Okay. Did they?
No.
Good. That's good, because if they had, it would have undone what we're fixing to tell you what to do. Okay. Because we can even make it where an angel comes in and buys it themselves. If they can't get a stupid person to come pay money for your work, they can come buy it themselves because there's no real money anymore. Everybody's just typing. Bob said that years ago, that there is no money. They're just typing. That's all they're doing. They're just typing. So they're typing. So why do you care? It's a debit exchange. If it goes into your account, well, you don't care where it came from, do you?
Right. No, exactly. No, that's how I understand it myself, yeah.
Excellent. So you get in the car, you think about your work, picture your work, something high dollar, hopefully, because you don't want to sell the penny any crap. Do something that has some money to it, okay? And then just basically have a conversation with the angels, because you got it in your mind, captured what you're trying to do, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you had a picture in your mind what you were going to say to us before you started speaking to us, and that's all changed now, obviously,
yep.
because it's kind of, we've been sort of around the mountain. The angels are worse than we. We're easy. They're hard on purpose. See, they'll promise you eternal life and then chop your arms and legs off. Now you got eternal life with no limbs. Limbless, you see.
Yeah.
So there you go. Okay, so now you get in your car and keep your eyes open. Okay. Relax yourself. Don't have anything on your neck or around you that impedes you. You see?
Mm-hmm.
If you got a real tight tie on, if you're not comfortable, if you don't wear that all the time, then loosen that tie. But if you do it, I wear it all the time, or a bow tie or something ridiculous like that, then that's fine. You're comfortable that way. You'd be uncomfortable with your shirt sleeves up, you see? Some people are that way. Everyone's comfortable for you. Then you just basically clear your head. You got, now you've got what you want done. And you just open your mouth and start talking to the angels. Would you like to try that now?
Yeah.
Start speaking. Just say some words. No, let's do it.
So,
that's all right. You'd fuck it up. Let's don't make this worse than it has to be. Repeat after us.
Okay.
And then don't stop. We'll start, go through with it. And then we'll give you a little break and we'll make a little cadence. Okay? And once we do that, then we're going to pick it up and then it's going to take off and you'll do it on your own. We'll stay with you. We got you. You're not scared, are you?
Never.
Well, never is pretty serious, but you don't have any disdain or concern. Is that true?
I'm clear at the moment.
Eyes wide open, then.
They are.
Repete. Ready?
Wait.
Okay, breathe in, breathe out. If you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay. Ma.
Ma?
Come on now. You gotta keep up with this. If you're gonna lose the hounds of hell, we gotta give it a fastness. Masakala.
Masakala.
Menakolo.
Nenakolo.
Fimenato kola machine la makala bola kala sabadala badala mene madamala swala. Come on now, what happened? Let's go. You're supposed to be with us. Let's go.
Bala bala kala kala lamana kala lemina tamana.
Better, but you're off a little. The inflection kind of drags off at the end. You didn't sound serious. It wasn't very compelling, but it's a beginning. Okay. B.
B.
Come on. B. Come on.
B.
We're glad you're a teacher because you're a fucked up student. Did you know this? Teaching is people who teach are the ones that can't do it. That's what we understand. That's right.
Oh,
okay, so we're gonna have to. And you're Canadian besides, so it's even worse.
And those who can't teach gym, according to Woody Allen. I remember that line. Yeah.
There. Next thing you know, but then to be fair, the only thing Marshall McLuhan was good for was the star in Annie Hall. So, okay,
there you go.
What you gonna do? Okay, now that's good. Clear your mind again.
Come on,
Shalamo 2, Mano 2. And we're not from Quebec. You don't have to do the accent. That's okay. See, now the guttural, did you hear the guttural part that you were starting to do? That didn't come from anywhere, but it's becoming. You see? The guttural, other people are going, well, when you listen to it, you're like, wow, where'd that come from? Come on now, get a little bit more, Come on, you can do it. Canadians can go in. Canadians can go anywhere. You can do this. Now, you get good like that, darling, you'll shake a few hounds of hell. Promise.
I'm going to shake Coco Lou.
You got to get a feel for it because, and you do that. It's not by rote. It's not by rote because you know this language. Okay, this language is not written.
Yeah, it felt really strangely familiar.
But it is. You know it, but you don't. But your power won't allow you to use it. But now you're able to use it. You see, now you've given it life, and now inside you, that vernacular opens up parts of you. Now we're not saying. Please know, we're not saying that everybody has to do this to ascend. But if you're going to have servants, it's best to learn how to speak to them. Just saying. You don't have
to. That's good. No, that's good, though. I think this is, for me, very... It feels strangely familiar. And as you coached me into it, it just started to flow.
And it will now on, as long as you continue doing it. And then what will happen is all of a sudden the thing will show up and you'll go, uh-oh. Now hold on just a second here. Now, we've had this before. Bob keeps good records, so be very careful. The first goddamn time you call and complaining about all the sales that you can't make enough of, you can't keep this, you're pissed off, and what the hell's going on? They're burning down my store because I said I couldn't sell them because I don't have any more. And what have you got us into? And we don't know what this is all about, but stop it. Make it stop. Now, see, here's the rub, Diggins. You can never go back. That is the part here. You can never go back.
Hi, Ian.
Hey.
With regard to what Susanna just spoke about with the calls and the airs, I have both, and I have gone through them and read them out on more than one occasion. But how would I know specifically which one to read at any given timing?
We don't want you doing that. We don't want you. Those are specific things. Okay? That's a good primer and a good practice. That gets you in there. That gets you to music school. But what we want you to do is get grounded. Don't be angry with your brother, neighbor, mother, sisters, cousins, whatever. Don't have an alt against anybody. I mean, talk to the angels, especially when you're not angry. And think about what it is that you're desiring, and then speak to the angels. You can develop your own conversation.
Okay, so having read them out when I initially went through them, when I got the audio, and I have repeated it, is that sufficient for now?
Stop. We're not talking about sufficiency. No, those are specific calls and errors for specific things. We haven't even told you what they do. Sometimes we've hit someone's old key or the third A or something.
Yeah.
We haven't even told you all that yet. What we want
no,
you
I
to
didn't
do
think
is
so.
Our own. Okay, so you're right. So that's not the, what to do. You go through them to get comfortable with it. Now we say sit there, calm, empty your mind, think about what
right.
it is that's going on that you want angel attention regarding, and speak to the angels. Let it flow out of your mouth.
Yes, yes. Okay.
You say yes, yes. Okay, we're not letting you off that easy.
I had been doing that.
We know. No, no, you haven't. Wait, no, yes, stop. We got this. We're going to do it right now. We're going to show you something. Get seated comfortably. Throw your head back. Get yourself easy. Feet on the ground. Floor, spine.
Yep.
Okay. Now say a few words, just a few words, not fast or hard, just soft. Few words.
In angel talk?
Please.
Or in... Sorry? In angel talk.
Angel talk.
Okay. Ramatusa marakala shamarata uramatisima kala shiramatusa makala shamato iramatusa mala ishamaramakala itamaramatasa isamuturu mukula miramatula mala Asatusa ramakala shiti mi. Misuru shuma ramalakala vitisima a. Aramatusala shiti ramakula. Alamatusa maraka. Shimiratutusuva.
Excellent. So you've developed now your conversation. Now, when you have that conversation, give us an example of what's the causal effect. What happens? Does the drapes catch on fire? Is everything fine? Things start getting worked out. Tell me what, when you do this, what happens?
Well, initially everything seems exactly the same. I don't catch any obvious...
good. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Yeah, because now you have the blinders on. That's good. Because it's actually, look at your peripheral vision. And think you'll see the rats and the cockroaches scurrying in your periphery.
I did a little bit on Friday when I was driving to work, and after we'd had four sunny days and I was working outside, it was raining on Friday as I was driving in, and I did a very similar thing with the language there, and then made in English my command. To stop raining, and by the time I got to work, it had stopped raining. And yet, where we were working,
perfect.
You could see the hills all around the building, and it was raining on all
pouring
the hills.
Rain. Pouring
yeah,
rain. That's right. That's
bone dry where I was.
That's exactly right. That's right. And JW got pretty good with that with the snow. They had weird snows in Atlanta, and then it was Atlanta, and then it was the. And then they had gone to the farm, so it was at the farm. Then it was making the roads icy and people running off the roads getting hurt. Then it was just the farm. Then it was just the driveway. And then it was just the area where they were playing. So the snow piled up and they tried to call school, but everybody came over. All the neighbors came over to play in the snow that this single snowstorm made for a couple of 10 acres. And that was the only snow there was at all. It was isolated just to that space. So it didn't infringe or influx on someone else's ability to drive or navigate. And you can, and they would talk about the freak snowstorm that affects this tiny little place or the here or there. So you can do that. You can do that. There's documentation of that very simply. And that's an easy part. Now, that's glib, but you could also move industry, too. That happens.
Mm. Yes, it's wonderful. I particularly enjoyed the one on Friday with the weather because it was something I could see had an impact.
It's a document, and all that does. Now, don't get caught with this. Now, do not get caught with this because it'll end badly. You get caught. They try to do it to us all the time. They want parlor tricks.
Mm.
You're dealing with something that can smoke you. Okay, and so you don't want something that can smote you doing parlor tricks because something can go terribly awry. So don't get into that. You enjoyed that, and it make it be about you and for what you do, but don't make that be that your billboard moniker. Look how I can fuck you up. You know, that they don't like that after a little while. So
try to
keep that to you. We say keep your ideas to yourself until they're fully developed. So if you're able to do that to affect your weather that way, affect it. Enjoy it. But you don't have to go into the 3-mile zone to tell them how you've got to end with God and you are God. You say what's going to happen. They will have you on the front page. They love that. But it won't be so comfortable until you start setting something on fire and burning it all down. Then maybe they will have a different conversation. But that's not this rub. The rub is to see you coming into your place that you juxtapose your position against where you are, against what you want. Now, the angels may have had it all worked out. They were going to make it stop raining when you got there anyway, but you didn't ask. So now if it had it, you could have been inside in the rain, inside not in the rain, and missed the whole thing. But instead, you got to it, arranged it, hooked it up, and made the timing occur. So it was very convenient for you to do your task, whatever you wanted to do. Then you can bring that back to your house and fix it, even in the rain, you see. So that's the point. Don't get carried away with your power. Enjoy it, use it, base it, carry on, but don't get the big head.
I'll keep it to myself.
It's smart until you get really good at it, because when you get really good at it, you can come out and say it, and if they say something, just smote them. They'll fall over dead. That's way cool.
Yeah.
You're laughing, but that's exactly what happened.
No, I can well believe that. Well, I do believe that.
Aneurysms, are a piece of cake. Aneurysms are a piece of cake.
You have said to more than one occasion that there will come a point where the ascended will be that powerful that they can raise their hand.
They are now.
10,000 will fall over to the right and 10,000 will fall over to the left.
That's what the scriptures, that's why we make Jack take his clothes off. Mm. He's been reading the scriptures, but we make him strip off. The scriptures say that real clear.
Would that just be a case of that the ascended individual is connected to their non-physical via chromosome 14 and the people all around them are not?
If it works, what's the difference? How would you know the difference? I mean, to segregate that would matter how. If you can do that, you don't have to find out if you're plugged in. If you put your toast in the toaster and it toasted, and then you find out later it wasn't plugged up, is that some mystery before God? Maybe. But you don't care, though, because you were making toast. You don't care. You're not trying to prove the point. You were just wanting the toast. Now, if you were trying to prove the anomaly before God, now you got trouble because you may not get toast. But if you're just trying to make toast and let the toaster oven do what it does, it doesn't have to have electricity to do that. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Now, there's your good parlor trick that's not a parlor nor a trick. How about that?
Yeah. So drive the car. Don't worry about the mechanics involved in that they actually do drive it.
Basically. And we're just saying that whole thing to make it easy for you. So some of the telltale traps that you get into, that now all of a sudden they've got you under sedition. You're arrested for sedition because you know where everything is and how things work and what it is. You got to be careful. If you're right all the time, they don't like that. So keep your damn mouth shut, or take it like a man.
Yes. No, I think discretion is the best part of valor.
Well, if there were valor anymore, we would agree, but valor is gone.